早上平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters in Christ.
我想今天是大年初一。
It's the first day of the Chinese New Year.
没有想到说在华人最忙碌的这个节日。
Amongst one of the busiest days for Chinese.
我们还有这么多人来跟上帝拜年。
We have so many of us gathered together.
因为通常华人拜年是跟亲朋戚友、跟同事、跟朋友道贺。
Normally, during Chinese New Year, when we wish, it is mostly visiting our relatives and friends.
而且碰巧今年又是大年初一，是礼拜天。
And coincidentally, this is a Sunday this year.
所以我们往往觉得说，有时候做信徒有些挣扎。
So sometimes as believers, there's a struggle.
一年一次嘛。
Once a year only.
所以偶尔你短单你去跟亲朋戚友拜年，上帝也不会怪你。
So you thought, well, maybe once in a while we would just do our visitations instead of coming to church.
所以有时候，上帝有时候在过年蛮孤单的。
So God might feel a bit lonely during the Chinese New Year.
不过今天有这么多人来跟上帝拜年，我想上帝也应该是很开心的。
But since many of us are here to wish God a happy New Year, I think God will be happy.
在今年的开始，由今年开始，我跟大家会有一系列关于生命蜕变的一些分享。
For this year, we will have a series of talks on changes in our lives.
今天是第一堂。
And so this is the first session.
又碰巧是华人新年。
And it is the beginning of the Chinese New Year.
当我们讲生命的改变的时候，
when we talk about changes in our lives,
生命有时候有光明的面，有时候有阴暗的面。
There's a bright and a dimmer side to life.
但是呢，在华人新年期间，
but during the Chinese New Year,
我的太太或者我的妈妈每一次过年会有时候间接的提醒我。
My wife and my mother would often remind me.
是华人过年呢。
For Chinese, during the Chinese New Year.
去教会不要乱讲话。
Be careful what you say when you go to church.
卖细算恭维。不要随便讲话，要讲好话。
Must say things that are auspicious.
但我想，如果上帝是好的、良善的上帝。
But if God is a God that is a kind.
他一定会对我们的生命有祝福。
He will truly bless our lives.
我们从一个有爱、有仁爱的上帝，我们今天愿意在主里面一起的来努力，一起的学习成长。
For the God of love, we want to grow together in His love.
所以在过年，我们不单单要反思新年。
So for Chinese New Year, it is not just to remember and think about this.
所以我们说什么好呢？从节日来谈起。
If we start from holidays, speaking about holidays,
我们从节庆的这个过年谈起呢，我们希望能够在圣经的话语，在我们教会里面找到可以交集的地方。
From the celebration of holidays, we also want to find some things in the Bible that can may have some relation to this.
所以呢，好吧，我们看一下第一个 slide 啊，那个 PowerPoint。当我们农历新年反思的时候呢，我们常常要思想的是过年对我们的价值跟意义。
So firstly, we'll consider the meaning and the values that during the Chinese New Year.
其实华人的新年是非常有意义的。
Actually, there's a tremendous meaning in the Chinese New Year.
借助很多的礼仪，我们表达了一些价值。
Through certain rituals, we actually reflect certain values.
阳历新年一月一号，大家 countdown 完了之后呢，就是算日子。
For the Western New Year, from the 1st of January, it is the beginning of a countdown.
希望有新的开始。
To hope for a new beginning.
华人的新年里面，有时候有几个层面，昨日、今日到可能到将来，都是一直有的。
But for the Chinese New Year, there are certain values that are reflected in the past, present, and the future.
我找到了几方面给大家思想。
There are a few things I would like to share.
那比如我们唱新年歌。
So for example, when we sing the new songs during the Chinese New Year.
我们说过新年啊，新年年年，炮竹声声声，今天没有炮竹了。
We talk about the songs would say about lighting firecrackers, but which is we don't hear about today.
但是华人新年里面，我们常常希望在古代也好，今天也好，我们希望大地回春，可以万象更新。
But we certainly hope that during the Chinese New Year, in the past and the present, that there will be a renewal, there will be spring, and things will there will be a new beginning.
所以除夕晚或者是之前，我们会大扫除。
So the night before the Chinese New Year, there's a big clean up, spring cleaning.
所以突然你见你家里面什么锁匙的，哎呀，剪刀啊，突然拿出六七把出来。
So suddenly you may find that there are six, seven pairs of scissors and keys lying around.
电插头突然找很多出来。
And you find suddenly there are many plugs, electrical plugs lying around the house.
因为每一次你没有你就去买，每一次你没有买，突然过了年你什么东西都拿出来。
So because before that, you, whenever you couldn't find one, you bought a new one.
希望大地回春，万象更新的时候，也给我们做人在家里面去旧迎新嘛。
During this time of spring cleaning and renewal, it is also for us to put away the past and welcome the new.
所以我们大扫除，迎新去旧，家里把它弄得井井有条。
So when we clean up our house and make sure that things are in order at home.
第二点就是华人的新年呢、啊，不单单只是过新的日子，是关系上要团圆团聚。
So it is not during the Chinese New Year, it's not just having a new day, but also in relationship, it is also a new beginning.
希望关系可以和谐，不好的关系可以复修，可以重建。
So that good relationships will be maintained and broken relationships can be mended.
所以团年饭，无论你对兄弟姐妹、亲朋戚友来讲，遇到团聚的时候呢，多多少少要彼此和好。
So during the reunion dinner, even though there may be some unhappiness or maybe some minor unhappiness, people will still gather together to have dinner.
因为华人是重情重义的民族。
Because for the Chinese, these relationships are very important.
所以借着新的一年，我们赶走不好的东西，我们建立人际关系上有新的美好的发展。
So for the new year, we chase away the old bad relationship and we hope to start a brand new relationship.
所以也它也代表了节日，有时候是代表了我们的身份跟我们自己传统意义的认定。
So this festival also reflects our belief in our traditional values.
所以马来人他过年他的意义，华人过年他的意义，犹太人过年他们都的我们的意义都不有一点点的不一样。
And so the meaning behind the festivals, the New Year festival for the Malays, the Jewish or Chinese people are all different.
华人的过年呢，意义比较是生活性的。我们看另外一张。
For the Chinese, it has to do with everyday living.
所以华人的过年新年里面，他的身份意义里面是比较生活性的。我们看另外一个 PowerPoint.
So there is a more daily living.The meaning behind the festivities.
所以我们华人新年宗教意义不太浓。
So there may not be a very strong religious meaning behind the Chinese New Year.
你从我们的贺词、我们的讲贺礼里面表现，都是很生活性的。
And a lot of the Chinese New Year greetings, they are very what we see in wishes for the daily living.
所以呢，它的那个表达里面是很。实际很务实的
，and they're very practical greetings.
那就你虎年就要想出很多虎的好话。
And so for the year of the tiger, there are many good things to say in relation to the tiger.
哦，龙年生龙子，凤女，对吧？啊。
And so for the year of the dragon, to wish people to have a dragon child.
鼠年你都不可以祝福人家蛇鼠一窝，你总要想一些蛇的好话，你知道。
And so it is for different animals of the zodiac. The wishes are for good, good wish. They are all good wishes.
所以今年虎年呢，老虎的样子是很凶的。
And we know that this is the year of the tiger, and the tiger is a very fierce animal.
老虎的样子没有笑就很可怕了。
And if the tiger were not to smile, then it is very fierce and frightening.
如果老虎会笑的话，那个更可怕。
But if the tiger were to smile, it is even more frightening.
食咗你都唔知啊！把你吞了你都不知道。
And even if you're eaten, you're not even aware.
所以我跟老太太讲，今年是你老虎的年。
Oh, so I told my wife, this is your year, the year of the tiger.
太太说，你看老虎也有很 cute 的。
My wife said tigers can be cute too.
我说没有啦。
I say there's no such thing.
当老虎一变成很可爱的样子，就变成猫了。
So when the tiger is cute, it becomes a kitten.
但是华人总会在你的节气传统民俗里面，把各样东西都美化了 ，beautify 它，把它美化了。
So in the Chinese tradition, they tend to beautify the different animals on the zodiac.
狗年你勤劳。
So you're hardworking when it's the year of the dog.
蛇年金蛇也可以狂舞。金蛇狂舞。Anyway, 就是好事就对了。虎年呢，虎虎生威，就是你有威猛。Yeah.
So the tiger is very fierce and handsome.
所以你贺礼贺词上呢，都是祝福人。
And so the New Year greetings is they bear good wishes.
生活性的。
And they are very practical.
这是华人过年生活性，没有错的。
And it is something very practical. It's traditional for the Chinese.
祝福别人有什么不好？
And it's good to wish others well.
很实际。
It's very practical.
所以你明白吗？有时候有些华人他觉得你们基督徒的过年祝福怪怪的。
So you understand why sometimes people say the New Year greetings from Christians are very weird.
新年蒙恩，新年蒙福，是什么 shopping mall 卖的东西？ 蒙恩还是蒙福？
To receive grace and blessings during Chinese New Year, is it something from the shopping mall?
可能比较文雅一点。
Maybe it is a little bit more elegant.
抽象一点。
Maybe a bit more abstract.
华人一到就是说恭喜发财嘛。
But for Chinese, it is to wish you wealth.
发财不一定是贪财。
To wish you wealth does not mean that you are greedy for wealth.
我们华人觉得说，哎呀，我们祝福人，基督徒祝福人家发财，好像很俗气。
To some of us may feel for Christians to wish others wealth, it's not quite the same.
那你祝福人家蒙恩，他心里面想说蒙恩就是发财嘛。
But for some, receiving, you wish somebody to receive grace, they also feel that receiving grace is also to receive wealth.
我常常也恭喜会有恭喜发财的。
And sometimes I would wish people from the church also to wish them 恭喜发财.
因为你发了财，你好好奉献，不是好咯？
Because with wealth, you can contribute more to the church.
你发了财，你买多一点新衣，买点好的东西，祝福子女也是好嘛。
And when you buy better things and good things for your children, that is also a good thing.
你发了财，拿去做坏事，拿去赌，拿去吸毒，那个就不好嘛。
Of course, if you use the wealth in bad things, then it is not good.
因为是用
because it is your attitude to using money.
华人希望别人拥有物质上的丰足。
In life.
所以他们那么，你看到年轻人恭喜发财，或者是看到结婚的说早生贵子这样。
So we see young people, we wish them to have good wealth. When you see young couples, we wish them to have children soon.
早生贵子，我每次听。
Sometimes I'm worried that in return to me wishing them to have children soon, young couples will also wish me to have grow back my hair.
贺词表现得很生活。
So greetings like this just reflect our practical living.
贺礼也是。
And so it is also for gifts during Chinese New Year.
给红包。
Giving a ang pao.
有鱼就叫年，吃鱼是年年有余。
To consume fish, it means to have abundance.
那你吃年糕，年年高升，步步高升。
And to eat Nian Kao, it means also to increase your status.
都是生活的。
And these are all very practical.
一年到了年尾，到了年头，祝福别人生活上来年过得好一点。
For the end of one year to beginning of the next, it is our wishes for a better year ahead.
这个是我们 传统的华人。
This is very traditional Chinese greeting.
以色列人过年就比较严肃。
And for the Jewish people, it is a more external sort of way when they pass the New Year.
理由是他们的年过年的那个节日定位呢，是从救恩做起点的。
Because for them, the beginning of the New Year, it is from grace of God as the beginning, as starting.
好像逾越节是他们的一个过年的表现。
Because for them, for example, the Passover is actually a reflection of their New Year.
没有太多的那个豪华也不要紧，重要的是有庄严。 有宗教的意味。
There may not be a lot of trimmings, but there is a reverence to the whole procedure.
因为他们是感恩上帝救他们，有机会成为新造的圣选民。
But because for them, they are thankful for God for saving them as the new people of God.
所以呢，他们的新年有宗教的意味，这个是起点。
So for them, the religion as a starting point is the New Year has religion as the starting point.
有时候马来人那过年也有宗教的气氛在里面。
And for the Malays, there is also a religious aspect.
这不是谁对谁错的问题。 It
is not who is right or wrong.
华人过年的时候比较务实，从生活民俗上彼此建立好关系。 For
the Chinese, it is for them it is very practical and to build good relationship from. The beginning of practical living and practical things.
犹太人过年宗教意味比较浓。
For the Jewish, there's a very strong, there's a stronger spiritual aspect.
基督徒怎么办?
So for Christians, what are we to do?
基督徒华人又怎么办呢?
And what is, how should Chinese Christians then see this?
我们一方面有生活民俗的需要。
On the one hand, we have our cultural and living things needs.
我们虽然不是犹太人, 但是我们也是相信圣经，相信救恩的源头。But
although we are not Jewish, but we are also believe that we are God's chosen people.
所以怎么样在生活跟救恩上？
So how do we balance this two aspects about our living and also the spiritual aspect to the
world?
It is a matter of sequence to give thanks to our lives and then for the things that allow us to live.
犹太人强调是救恩，救恩是为生命，然后才是为生活的。
For the Jewish, the emphasis is on grace, for give thanks for their lives, then for the things that are provided for them.
基督徒要承受救恩给我们的生命， 活出更丰富的生命，我们的生活日子才有好的见证。
So for Christians, we have to receive the grace to our lives so that we will have good witnessing to we will be a good witness.
所以过年的时候呢,
So during the Chinese New Year,
我盼望上帝给我们他自己的红包。
I wish for God to give us his own 红包。
他的红包里面一定不是只是钱财的问题。
And what is inside his 红包 is not just material wealth and money.
不是钱财上的富裕。
It is not just wealth in money or cash.
而是你生命的丰足。
But it is in abundance for your lives.
你的生命丰足， 你的生活日子就会过得有上帝美好的旨意， 成为别人的祝福。
Because when your lives are abundant, then you can live God's life well and be a blessing to others.
怎么样看上帝祝福人的生命？
How do we see God's blessing in people's lives?
我觉得过年里面有一段的经文， 这个经节我们可以想。
I think there's a passage that we can share.
我们看彼得前书2章9节， 我们看下一章的 PowerPoint.
Let's look at the first book of Peter, chapter 2, verse 9.
这里呢， 其实我在20年前做学生的时候， 常常被鼓励， 被提醒。
I'm often reminded of this when I was a student studying.
我相信这个上帝对人的祝福里面，对人的肯定，从这几节可以帮助我们找回我们生命的那个身份和价值。
I believe that God's blessings, that these passages can help us to understand God's blessing to us.
这里彼得前书2章9节说：“你们是被拣选的族类，你们是有君尊的那个祭司，你们是圣洁的国度。” 你们是属神的子民，要叫你们呢宣扬那个召你们能够出黑暗走进奇妙光明的那一位执圣者的美德。First
Peter chapter 2 verse 9, But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
以往我们往往觉得这段经文呢好像是很犹太人的。
In the past, we feel that this seems to apply only to the Jews.
但是其实它是犹太基督徒的一种表达。
But in reality, it is the Jewish Christians' form of expression.
因为犹太人重新认识了耶稣的救赎，对于身份、选民、祭司、国度这一切的一切有了新的那个理解。
Because for the Jewish Christians, when they became Christians, they have a new understanding of being God's chosen people as a priesthood, as a holy nation, and people belonging to God.
选民可以是犹太人，也可以是外邦人，因为耶稣基督的缘故。
Because for chosen people, it could be the Jews as well as the Gentiles.
祭司可以是犹太祭司，也可以是外邦人的祭司。
And it can also be Jewish or Gentile priesthood.
上帝的国度不单单只是民族的国度，是普世的国度。
And God's kingdom does not only apply to the nationhood on earth, but also to the whole holy nation.
属神的子民要在多国当中做见证。
And a nation belonging, a people belonging to God have to bear witness to him in many nations.
只因为我们要宣扬耶稣基督这一个帮我们出黑暗进入奇妙光明的这他的这一个的恩典。
Because we are to declare God's grace in bringing us from the darkness into the light.
所以呢，我想我们华人过年期间。
So I think that for Chinese during this Chinese New Year period,
我盼望这五样东西是我们来到教堂跟神重新立约的基础。
And I feel that these five things are the basis for us as we renew our covenant with God here.
也是上帝跟我们过年的一种福气祝福。
And it's also a blessing from God during this time.
我们在神面前，第一，我们是被拣选的族类。
Firstly, that before God, we are a chosen people.
那么我们在世人面前是怎么样的人？
So what kind of persons are we to be in this world?
我们的身份怎么样的认定？
What is our identity?
我们是蒙恩的，我们是拥有恩典的。 我盼望我们在世人，在我们的亲朋戚友当中，我们成为了施恩的见证者。
We who have received grace, I wish that before our friends and our relatives, we will also manifest and show this grace.
被拣选的族类不是要打败别的民族。
As God's chosen people, it is not to defeat other nations.
亚伯拉罕从乌尔离开，走进应许之地的过程，是要成为多国的祝福。
When Abraham was asked to leave Ur, he was to be a blessing to other nations.
上帝怎么样让我们拣选蒙恩，我们可以不可以说？
We are also to be a blessing to others.
所以被拣选的族类，对世人来说，我们成为了施恩的见证者。
So as a blessing, as a God's chosen people, we become a source of grace to other people.
什么是我们新的一年的祷告？
So what is our prayers for the new year?
主啊，在新的一年里面，
Lord, in the new year,
让我们每一个人开创我们的生命，有新的命运，新的态度。
Let us have a new path before us.
让我们的生命有的新的路途，是成为别人施恩的、蒙恩的途径。
To create a new path so that it will be also a path for others to come to you.
当我们拣选别人成为主的门徒的时候，so
that when we
带领别人成为主的门徒的时候，so
when we bring others to follow you.
是因为我们施恩蒙恩的人施恩的结果。
It is also because of the grace that we share with them.
第二点,
the second point.
我们是有君尊的祭司，我们是有尊荣的祭司。
We have a certain status as a priesthood.
这是生命的趋向，是生命的一个方向。
It is a direction of our lives.
我们一方面要让生命跟神有好的立约，好的关系。
On the one hand, we want to have our lives to have a good, we want to have a good relationship with God.
我们也要跟人有好的关系。
We are also to have good relationship with
man. 因为祭司一方面跟神和好，一方面也要跟人成为可以相处相安的那个伙伴。
Because the priest stands with good relation, good standing before God, and also with people.
这样的祭司才有尊荣，才有可敬的地方。
So such a priest is can be held in reverence and he has status.
那么我们在世人面前该如何？
And so before God, how should we be? Before people, how should we behave?
在亲朋戚友面前该如何？
How should we behave in front of our friends and relatives?
什么是我们的祷告？
What should our prayer be?
简单的说，
Simply,
当我们像耶稣一样成为别人的祭司的时候，
And like Jesus, when we become a priesthood to our, priest to others,
我们就是别人的好邻居。
We are their good neighbor.
邻居就是说我跟你有很靠近的关系。
A neighbor means that we are close. here.
让我们的生命成为周围的人摸得到、碰得到的人，成为他们的好邻舍。
May our lives be something that our neighbors can physically touch and that will be good neighbors.
我们对自己的祷告是什么？
And what is our own prayer to ourselves for ourselves?
帮助我们的生命。
The Lord help our own lives.
能够有使命。
That there is a ministry.
能够有
sense of ministry.
潜能。
That there's potential.
能够成为别人邻舍里面的帮助。
So that we can be a help and a, to our neighbors.
很多时候多元的、民族多元宗教的国家里面我们基督徒更应该成为好邻舍
and、as people in a multiracial society we should even more be good neighbors
无论邻舍跟我们是不是有关系
whether our neighbors have a good relationship with us
我们是他们的邻舍
we are their neighbors
我们要成为别人的光跟盐的时候
when,
从邻舍的态度做起
When we want to be the salt and light to others, we start, our starting point should be as their neighbors.
好的邻舍才能够见证自己，发挥我们属灵的使命。
A good neighbor would be able to witness to them.
因为基督无论到外邦，无论到男人、到女人、到老弱残缺的人当中，他永远是成为别人的帮助者。
And no matter who Jesus himself is with, whether it's old or young, or male or female, he was able to help the people he came into contact with.
愿意帮助别人，就能够帮助别人带到上帝的面前。
The willingness to help others allows us to bring people before God.
所以新年我们的祷告是：主啊，所以帮我做一个好祭司，因为我们成为别人的好邻舍。
So our prayer should be in the new year that Lord help, help me to be a good neighbor to bring people to you.
因为基督已经这样做了。
Because this is what Jesus had already done.
第三点。
And the third point.
我们是属神的、子民之前呢，这里特地谈到说你们是圣洁的国度。
And before talking about the people belong to God, he says that we are a holy nation.
圣洁的国度不只只有以色列民族。
The holy nation does not only refer to Israel,
因为耶稣基督开启完全的上帝国
because Jesus has opened up the God's kingdom to everyone.
上帝国可以有多国的子民进入，因为耶稣基督的缘故。
God's kingdom allows people of all nations to come to Him,
一起的来兴旺将来的国度。
To build the kingdom of the future,
我们有双重的身份。
We have two identities.
我们一方面是有民族。
We have our culture as people of God.
我们一方面有属灵国度，是上帝国的子民。
We have our spiritual identity as people of God.
圣洁分别是因为我们有两种身份，这一种的圣洁。
We are purified because we have these two identities.
一方面跟人有那一个人际的关系，一方面跟神有神跟人的关系。
We have our human identity that we can identify with people and we can have our spiritual identity before God.
生命的表现是怎么样帮助我们的未来。
And how we should show our life is how to show our future.
那我们在世人面前应该怎么样？
And so how should we behave in front of people?
在亲朋戚友面前应该是一个怎么样的生命见证？
And what kind of witnessing should we be before our friends and relatives?
我的祷告是，我们的祷告应该是。
Our prayer should be,
主啊，帮助我们，一方面开启神的国度。
Dear Lord, as we expand your spiritual kingdom,
在地如同在天。
On earth as it is in heaven,
一方面让我们未来的日子里面。
At the same time, in our future days ahead,
保守你的国度。
That we are a watchdog for the present.
我们都是不同的背景。
We come from different backgrounds.
都在耶稣基督里。
But we are all in Jesus Christ.
我们都愿意做神的国度里面的见证，做时代的守望者。
That we are, and we are all willing to be a witness for Jesus Christ and a watchdog for our present generation.
为周围的人，我们成为守望者，我们应该怎么祷告？
And for the people around us, when we are watching out for them. How should we pray?
你说主啊，在新的一年里面。
We say, dear Lord, in the new year,
我求你帮助我在教会里面。
I ask that you help me as a person in this church.
能够找到有同路的人，同道中人。
To find people with common interest, of common direction.
Co-workers.
Co-workers.
因为很多时候我们来教会有很熟悉的面孔。
Because in church we often find familiar faces.
有常常来做礼拜认识的面孔。
People whom we see every Sunday.
有时候同一个面孔里面不一定心跟心可以交接。
But we may not meet at our heart.
可能不是很熟悉。
Maybe we don't know each other that well.
但是可能新的一年。
But in the new year,
除旧迎新嘛，大扫除嘛。
To put away the past and to welcome the future.
你要主啊，新的一年里面。
That in the new year,
开启你的圣洁国度。
Dear Lord, may you open your kingdom.
我需要有一批可以跟我同路的人一起走。
That we may have co-workers together with me to walk together to serve you.
因为上帝的国不是你。
Because God's kingdom is not just belonging to individually yourself, but it is to a group of people.
我们可以不可以因耶稣基督缘故，也找到可以交心的同路？
And can we, because of this, for the sake of Jesus Christ, find co-workers?
因为我们一起要守望明天，我们今天就要手牵手的有可以牵手的同路人。
Because to watch out for the future, we need co-workers to hold our hands and walk together.
你说啊，我都看旧了哎，我都已经有伴侣了，我有看旧了，有男朋友、女朋友，有老公、老婆了。
But you say, oh, I already have a husband or a wife or spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend.
爱情要持守。
You have to maintain your relationship in love.
友情也是重要的。
And so it is with friendship.
人与人之间需要有同情共感的人一起上路。
So we have people with shared interest, walking the same path for men.
新的一年，我们说主啊，给我做有同路人的，与人一起守望。
Dear Lord, in the new year, may you help me find co-workers to work together for you.
第四，上帝祝福以色列人，祝福犹太基督徒说，你是属神的。
The Jews, of course, would know that they belong to God.
但是这里是彼得前书，是基督论。
But here is Christology in 2 Peter.
你是属神的犹太人，你也是属基督的子民。
You are people belonging to God, but you're also people belonging to Christ.
这里说你的生命主权已经不在自己里，是在基督是主这个前提下。
It is here that the power over your own life is not in yourself anymore, but it's before God.
有时候犹太人不太能够明白的最关键的就是这一点。
Actually for the Jews this is a crucial point that sometimes they fail to understand.
所以他们后期有一些人呢对基督有很恶感，有反感。
Such that later on some of the Jews had very bad feelings about bad intentions about Jesus.
觉得耶稣亵渎了上帝。
They felt that Jesus had blasphemed God.
所以呢，把基督钉死。
And so they nailed him to the cross.
他们忘记了属神的子民不是一个征战的子民。
They've forgotten that people belonging to God is not one to fight and war.
不是一个那个以列国敌对的子民。
It is not the people who have to fight and war with other nations.
不是一个仇恨的子民族。
It is not full of revenge and hurt.
真正的属神子民
The people truly belonging to God
是像耶稣一样
are like Jesus
从他降世开始
from the moment of his birth
耶稣有了一个标志标签
and Jesus already had a mark
那是上帝给他的标签
and that mark was bestowed by God
他是和平使者
he is the prince of peace
他要跟犹太人说我们是和平使者
he wanted to tell the Jews that they areThe
peacemaker.
他
要跟外邦人说，属基督的，跟随我的上帝国是和平的国度。
That he wants to declare that his kingdom is the kingdom of peace.
最近有时候你会发觉，基督教的圈子里面，有时候产生很多 种族和谐、宗教和谐上的纠葛。
Recently, you might find that there are some conflicts within Christianity circles.
有时候一些教会里面的牧师传道的言行举止，成为了周遭的人的一种的伤害的时候。
That some of the words and the actions of the people in the church may also hurt other religions.
当他一见光一上报。
When it is highlighted in the press,
不是社会治安的问题产生搅扰而已。
It is not just affecting the order of the society.
为了宗教的缘故，我们成为宗教的仇恨者，这不是耶稣的精神。
For the purpose of religion, we become hated because of this. This is not what Jesus wanted.
耶稣是和平使者。
Jesus is the peacemaker.
有真理不等于我们可以横行霸道。
Having the true word, having the word of life does not mean that we can do whatever we want.
因为耶稣是爱自己的门徒，爱外面外邦的门徒，也爱他的敌人。
Because Jesus loves not only his own disciples, he also loves the Gentiles and even his enemies.
所以耶稣为人死，他为门徒死，为外邦不信他的人死，也为他的敌人而死。
And so Jesus died not only for his disciples, but also for the Gentiles and for even his enemies.
那是真正的和平使者，才是真正属基督的属神子民。
That is the true peacemaker.
新的一年里面
，In the new year,
我们希望说主啊，帮助教会。
We wish for the church,
帮助我们个人
，to help us individually,
让我们在你的话语底下
，that in your word,
我们的灵魂可以苏醒。
That our spirit will awaken.
因为当我们有苏醒的灵
，because when our spirit is awakened,
我们就像大卫一样
，we are like King David.
我们不再用仇恨相待
，we do not view each other with hatred.
我们有苏醒的灵，要走的是耶和华给我们的义路
，and it is the righteous path that Yahweh has shown us that we walk.
求主帮助我们。
Dear Lord, that you help us.
让我们成为世人，再成为国家、社会里面见证耶稣基督的和平使者。
That we may be witnesses for you as peacemakers.
最后，我们要成为宣扬光明者的那个见证者。我们宣扬那路出黑暗，路奇妙光明的美德，就是宣扬耶稣基督。
Lastly, that we are to declare. Jesus Christ, that we are walking out of the darkness into the light.
这是把恩惠带给世人。
And that is to bring God's grace to people on earth.
什么样的恩惠？
And what kind of blessing is this?
怎么样帮助人跟神和好？
And that is how to reconcile man with God.
有时候我们常常喜欢讲说，你有罪，你悔改，你错，你下地狱，所以你要害怕的，战战兢兢的回到神面前。
Sometimes we may tell people that, you are a sinful person, you are going to hell, and you are condemned, and people will be frightened.
彼得前书在这里是基督论。
Here in the first Peter, it is talking about Christology.
基督论是在耶稣基督里，神愿意跟人和好。
It means that in Jesus Christ, God wants to be reconciled.
我们愿不愿意跟神复修，做一个和好的？
Are we willing to amend our relationship with God to receive His grace?
这是我们基督徒身份，劝别人以身和好。
Then, as people of God, this we are to ask to bring people before God.
什么是我们的祷告？
So, what should our prayer be?
主啊，在新的一年，
Dear Lord, in the new year,
给我们有意志，有勇气，
that we have the strength and the courage
宣扬你的美德，
to declare your blessings.
使到别人跟你和好，人与人之间能够有恩典，有和睦。
So that people will be reconciled with you.
因为救恩的缘故，我们成为了符合的人。
Because of your grace,
we become the reconciled.
We
们成为了符合的人。这五样，我相信是我们过年来到神面前拜年的时候，我们可以学习。
And these are the five things that we can learn when we are during this Chinese New Year.
也是我自己的一个祷告。
And it's my own personal prayer.
主啊，帮助我。
Dear Lord, help me.
帮助我们弟兄姐妹。
Help our brothers and sisters.
在这个风雨交替的时代。
That in this crisis, ridden generation.
让我们仍然不断的是一个施恩的见证人。
That we continue to declare, and be witnesses for, your grace.
让我们不断的成为一个好邻舍。
That we continue to be a good neighbor.
让我们不断的做一个好的守望者。
That we are good watchdogs for you.
让我们是真真正正的和平使者。
That we are true peacemakers.
让我们真正的愿意劝世人以主你和好。
And that we are truly able to reconcile, help people to be reconciled with you.
赐我们有勇气。
That we have the strength.
赐我们有信心。
That we have the confidence.
赐我们可以有苏醒的灵魂。
That we have a spiritual awakening.
赐我们找到同路人。
That we can find co-workers.
我们可以一起走这条。
That we can walk this path together.
讲完这个我就结束。
My conclusion.
每一年我们过年嘛。
Every year, Chinese New Year.
我们总是礼尚往来嘛。
We always give gifts to one another.
你过去人家的亲戚家。
You visit others.
你两粒柑给他。
You give them two oranges.
本地的两粒柑给他。
I give two local oranges.
哇，他很高兴拿了后面换两粒潮州的给你。
They're very happy to change two Teochew oranges for you.
你红包给他的孩子。
You give ang pao to their children.
哎呀，你客气啊。
Say, oh well, you're too kind.
然后去后面算一算那个钞票后，也会礼尚往来，换了两个红包袋，给回我你自己的子女亲朋戚友。
They'll count the ang pao money and then return, in kind to you.
礼尚往来。
对 give exchange.
以前我小时候最不喜欢是什么？
When I was young, I really didn't like.
过年很累的。
It's very tiring during New Year.
老爸老妈出嘴，出几个嘴。开玩笑这样讲， okay. 就是开口讲。
哦、my
给 command，、给命令。
My parents command me.
然后不好意思的时候叫小孩子拿。
And ask the children to take.
可以啊，你给就可爱的嘛，装可爱。
To look very cute.
很可爱，那么那些人就我们亲戚每次讲，哎呀，不用这样啊。
The relatives say, oh, you don't need to be like this.
啊，你客气。
Yes, they are too kind.
人来就好。
You just come.
别不用那么客气，人来就好。Yeah. Yeah. 然后你说，哎呀，还拿这样多东西。
You say, wow, you're wearing such many gifts, so many gifts.
Yeah. 哇，拿到这么贵重。
And so expensive.
我们还讲艺术艺术。
You say, oh, it's okay.
哇，大家越讲就越嗨嘛，是吧？但是如果你跟上帝拜年
But if you were to wish God a Happy New Year,
上帝可能也会开心的笑着对你。
And God will also smile at you kindly.
但是上帝一定很信实，不会乱讲话，不会讲客气话。
But the words from God will be,
你说上帝，新年快乐。
Say God, wishing you a Happy New Year.
没有什么礼物送给你。
I don't have any gifts.
因为上帝什么好的都有。
Because you have all good things.
上帝，我不懂什么东西才合你的心。
I don't know what I will bring that will be good enough.
不如我送你圣经啦，好不好？你自己看。
Maybe I give you a Bible so that you can read your own Bible.
没有意思。
No, it doesn't. There's no meaning to that.
上帝如果是我们的阿爸父，是天父。
But if God is our Abba Father,
他会真真正正讲这句话。
He will say,
你人来就好。
Says you just come.
你拿你这个人带什么给他？
What kind of gifts do you bring to a person?
上帝啊，每一年我都是一个忠心的守望者，我是一个和平使者，我是一个属你的、属基督的子民，我是灵魂苏醒的，我是一个好邻舍，我是一个劝人和好的符合者，这样就够了。
You say just bring yourself, yourself.
You're reconciler, you're a good neighbor, you're a peacemaker, you are the
spiritual
testimony with good testimony as the life and grace giver. 就够了，因为上帝说你能来就好。
Because God says, just bring yourself.
最怕的是我们带来的是自私啦、肮脏啦、死爱面子啦、死不认错啦、死不要脸啦，什么东西给他都没有。上帝要的是我们这个生命，狼来就好。
So God wants for us to bring our true heart, just our person before Him.
彼得的祝福就是我们大哥哥给我们的提醒，跟每一年跟上帝拜年的时候，拿回这些应该
heard, heard.
So the blessings from First Peter is to remind us to bring back all these things.
主帮助我
们。May God help us.
新年快乐。
Happy New Year.
我们一起低头祷告。天父，祝福我们来到你面前，我们重新回到你古老的召唤。我们既不是犹太人，也不是外邦里面失落的人，我们是蒙基督拣选的。让我们在新的一年里面，先不是生活上的安定，乃是生命上有主你的认定，也有自我身份的肯定，帮助我们在世做你美好的见证，好叫我们所施的恩，别人感觉到我们是他的好邻舍，好叫我们对你的国度的操心，别人认识我们是一个有警醒的守望者，好叫我们找到同路人的时候，我们一起的有做和使人和睦的救赎工作，成了世人的和平使者，好叫我们在教会内彼此相爱的时候，我们彼此的关系都能够复修。愿主在新的一年赐我们勇气，赐我们生命有你自己圣灵的充满，满有感染力，有感应力，成为别人，成为弟兄姐妹一同在日子里面，在风雨当中，我们都能够成为一起上路的同路人。主啊，让我们新年的快乐乐在我们的生命里面，喜在我们的生命当中，祝福我们，因为我们都是属耶稣基督的。让这里每一个蒙福的人，主的灵与我们同在的时候，我们就不落空，我们就不失落。愿主祝福恩待我们整个教会，因为整个教会每一个弟兄姐妹你都认识，都是你的子女，因为我们是你的肢体。求主恩待祝福我们的祝福，我们的祈求，我们的感恩，都要奉耶稣基督的